you're on the telephone, you probably don't know exactly who's been joining us on a Sunday morning, but we've got the youngest member of our congregation is Tilly, and she's three today. So we thought we'd start off by singing her happy birthday. Tilly, it's lovely to have you with us every Sunday morning, dancing and twirling, and we wish you a very, very happy birthday.
Oh.
Shall we sing?
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Tilly. Happy birthday to you.
Have a great day, Tilly.
Yeah, lovely. Oh, that's good.
Right. So let's just have a pause before we begin our worship together.
Others needs to prefer For it is Christ we are serving. This is our God, the servant King. He calls us now to follow Him, to bring our lives as a daily servant King.
O Lord, open our lips,
and our mouths shall proclaim your praise.
Your faithful servants bless you.
They make known the glory of your kingdom.
Blessed are you, sovereign God, ruler and judge of all. To you be praise and glory forever. In the darkness of the age that is passing away, may the glory of your kingdom surround our steps as we journey on. May we reflect the light of your glory this day, and so be made ready to come into your presence. Amen.
Amen.
Blessed be God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
Blessed be God forever.
Come, let us return to the Lord and say, Lord our God, in our sin we have avoided your call. Our love for you is like a morning cloud, like the dew that goes away early. Have mercy on us. Deliver us from judgment, bind up our wounds, and revive us. In Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. May the God of love bring us back to himself, forgive us our sins, and assure us of his eternal love in Jesus Christ our Lord.
Amen. Well, our psalm this morning is part of Psalm 95. And the refrain, which we'll say together, is, come, let us worship and bow down. So let's start by saying the refrain together and as indicated through the body of the psalm. Come, let us worship and bow down. O come, let us sing to the Lord. Let us heartily rejoice in the rock of our salvation. Let us come into his presence with thanksgiving and be glad in him with psalms. For the Lord is a great God and a great King above all gods. Come, let us worship and bow down. In his hands are the depths of the earth, and the heights of the mountains are his also. The sea is his, for he made it, and his hands have molded the dry land. Come, let us worship and bow down. Come, let us worship and bow down and kneel before the Lord our Maker. For he is our God. We are the people of his pasture and the sheep of his hand. Come, let us worship and bow down. Lord God, the maker of all, as we bow down in praise this day, make us attentive to your voice and do not test us beyond our enduring. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Glory to the Father and to the Son. And to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and shall be forever.
Amen. And our first reading is from Ephesians chapter 1, beginning at verse 15. For this reason, ever since I heard about your faith in the Lord Jesus and your love for all God's people, I have not stopped giving thanks for you, remembering you in my prayers. I keep asking that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the glorious Father, may give you the spirit of wisdom and revelation, so that you may know him better. I pray that the eyes of your heart may be enlightened in order that you may know the hope to which he has called you, the riches of his glorious inheritance in his holy people, and his incomparably great power for us who believe. That power is the same as the mighty strength he exerted when he raised Christ from the dead and seated him at his right hand in the heavenly realms, far above all rule and authority, power and dominion, and every name that is invoked, not only in the present age, but also in the one to come. And God placed all things under his feet and appointed him to be head over everything for the church, which is his body, the fullness of him who fills everything in every way. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
And our canticle is the famous hymn from Philippians chapter 2, beginning at verse 5. A song of Christ's glory. And please, will you respond with the alternate verses in bold on the script? Christ Jesus was in the form of God, but he did not cling to equality with God. He emptied himself, taking the form of a servant, and was born in our human likeness. Being found in human form, he humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even death on a cross. Therefore God has highly exalted him, and bestowed on him the name above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, in heaven, and on earth, and under the earth, and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ
is Lord,
to the glory of God the Father. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and shall be forever. Amen.
And our second reading is taken from Matthew chapter 25, beginning at verse 31. When the Son of Man comes in his glory, and all the angels with him, he will sit on his glorious throne. All the nations will be gathered before him, and he will separate the people one from another, as a shepherd separates the sheep from the goats. He will put the sheep on his right and the goats on his left. Then the king will say to those on his right, "Come, you who are blessed by my Father, take your inheritance, the kingdom prepared for you since the creation of the world. For I was hungry, and you gave me something to eat. I was thirsty, and you gave me something to drink. I was a stranger, and you invited me in. I needed clothes, and you clothed me. I was sick, and you looked after me. I was in prison, and you came to me." Then the righteous will answer him, "Lord, when did we see you hungry and feed you, or thirsty and give you something to drink? When did we see you a stranger and invite you in, or needing clothes and clothe you? When did we see you sick or in prison and go to visit you?" The king will reply, "Truly, I tell you, whatever you did for one of the least of these brothers and sisters of mine, you did for me." Then he will say to those on his left, "Depart from me, you who are cursed, into the eternal fire prepared for the angels and the devil. For I was hungry and you gave me nothing to eat. I was thirsty and you gave me nothing to drink. I was a stranger and you did not invite me in. I needed clothes and you did not clothe me. I was sick and in prison and you did not look after me." This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. Well, next Sunday is Advent Sunday, the church's New Year's Day,
the beginning of a new year in the church's calendar. So today is the last Sunday of the church's year, which many of us still think of as Stir Up Sunday, when the traditional collect of the day asked God to stir us up in faithfulness, when traditionally we stir up our Christmas puddings with around a month to go before the big day. Well, nowadays, this final Sunday of the year is designated the Feast of Christ the King. And today we're thinking about what it means for Jesus to be King, and for us to say that Jesus is our King. Around 2,000 years ago, kings were a big deal, much more so than now, even for the staunchest monarchist. When Simon Peter acknowledged that Jesus was the Messiah, the Christ, God's anointed one, his chosen king, it was a very serious matter. In the Roman Empire, only Caesar was king. No one could challenge him. To give your allegiance to another king was treason, punishable by death. Not that Jesus saw himself as that kind of king. Jesus saw himself as a king who came not to be served, but to serve. Our reading today from Matthew's Gospel could not be clearer. To be sure, it begins with Jesus' description of himself coming in glory, surrounded by angels and seated on a glorious throne, the full regal pomp and circumstance. But very quickly, he changes gear to draw a very different picture. I was hungry, and you gave me food. I was thirsty, and you gave me a drink. I was an outsider, and you welcomed me in. I was naked, and you clothed me. I was sick, and you cared for me. I was in prison, and you came to see me. Jesus goes beyond his own ministry to those in need, to an absolute identification with those in need. He is one with them. And as Jesus abases himself to our level, he simultaneously raises us up to his level. My work is your work. My role is your role. My concerns are your concerns. Moreover, my Father is your Father. My people are your people. And if you will walk in my footsteps, my crown is your crown. Oh yes, Jesus is a very different sort of king. The example Jesus sets and the agenda he sets out here have been utterly formative for faithful Christian people for the last 2,000 years. The six acts of mercy that he describes in this parable became the key marks of Christian love, lived out by individuals and within communities of the faithful. And to those six was later added a seventh, burying the dead. So fundamental are these priorities to the way society is organized that even non-religious people and entirely secular political systems regard feeding the hungry, caring for the sick, sheltering the homeless, and a humane prison system as a sine qua non of a nation's life. So whether you are putting a couple of tins in the chat box next time you go shopping, or having a quiet grumble about the way the government is spending your taxes, stop. And remember where this all comes from. And the king will reply, "Truly I tell you, whatever you did for one of the least of these brothers and sisters of mine, you did for me." Jesus is the king who came not to be served, but to serve, and to give his life as a ransom for many. That is his glory. That is his splendor. Glory to the King. We've got a little song that we'd like you to join with us in the refrain In the refrain, you only need to remember these words, how great is our God. And we repeat those words three times. How great is our God? How great is our God? How great is our God? I'll show you how it goes and then you can join in. How great is our God? Sing with me, how great is our God, and all will see how great is our God. Can you sing that with us one time, then we'll start the song. How great is our God, oh sing with me, how great is our God, and all will see how great is our God. The splendor of the King, clothed in majesty, let all the earth rejoice, let all the earth rejoice. He wraps himself in light, darkness tries to hide, and trembles at his voice, trembles at his voice. With us. How great is our God, oh sing with me, how great is our God, and all will see how great is our God. Age to age it stands, and time is in his hands, beginning at the end, beginning at the end. The Godhead three in one, Father, Spirit, and Son, the Lion and the Lamb, the Lion and the Lamb. How great is our God, oh sing with me, how great is our God, and all will see how great is our God. Name above all names, you are worthy of all praise, and my heart will sing how great is our God. Name above all names, and you are worthy of all praise, and my heart will sing how great is our God. How great it's our God, oh sing with me, how great it's our God, and all will see how great it's our God.
Let us pray to God the Father, who has reconciled all things to himself in Christ. Lord, hear us.
Lord graciously hear us.
For peace among the nations, that God may rid the world of violence and let peoples grow in justice and harmony. Lord, hear us.
Lord, graciously hear us.
For those who serve in public office, that they may work for the common good. Lord, hear us.
Lord, graciously hear us.
For Christian people everywhere, that we may joyfully proclaim and live our faith in Jesus Christ. Lord, hear us.
Lord, graciously hear us.
For those who suffer from hunger, sickness, or loneliness, that the presence of Christ may bring them health and wholeness. We particularly pray for those known to us who are unwell. For Pam, Jacques, Trish, Jen, Eileen, Catherine, Derek, Brian, Lorraine, Robert, Claire, Richard, David, Peter, Christine, Ben, Jennifer, Jean, Matt, Rosemary, Giles, Nigel, and Scott. And we also pray for the families and friends of those who have recently died. We pray that your love would comfort the family and friends of Brian Peace, Joe Elstone, Beth Millier, Jane Kingdom, Hilda Wedlake, and Caroline Dudley Williams. Lord, hear us.
Lord, graciously hear us.
Let us commend ourselves and all for whom we pray to the mercy and protection of God. And the collect for the day. Eternal Father, whose Son Jesus Christ ascended to the throne of heaven, that he might rule over all things as Lord and King, keep the Church in the unity of the Spirit and in the bond of peace, and bring the whole created order to worship at his feet, who is alive and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.
Amen.
Uniting our prayers with the whole company of heaven, as our Saviour taught us, so we pray. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen.
Christ, our King, make you faithful and strong to do his will, that you may reign with him in glory, and the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be upon you, and remain with you and those whom you love and pray for, today and always. Amen. Amen.
Thank you very much for joining us again this morning. We hope you have a lovely day. We will be meeting for morning prayer with Andy Hum and Justin Montague at 8:30 on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday and Thursday mornings. If you'd like to join us then, the coffee morning is also on Wednesday morning and the Bible study on Wednesday evening. You're very welcome to join us for all those things. Have a great week. Have a very happy birthday, Tilly. And we look forward to seeing you next week. Bye-bye.
Bye. Bye.